You are sitting alone in a waiting room of a massage parlor, surrounded by a couple of empty chairs and a table loaded with boring magazines. Next to the entrance door is an unattended front desk, and right behind it a purple curtain. It was a long and hard day at work. Your body cries for some rest. Your neck and shoulders are aching. Your legs and feet feel sore. And you just sink deeper into the cushion of your chair when you hear light footsteps approaching. Hello. You look up. A young woman is standing in front of you. Shoulder length long, curly brown hair, deep blue eyes, lovely red lips. Her tight white shirt stretches over her big, firm breasts, leaving no doubt that she is not wearing a bra. You cannot help yourself and stare at them. She catches you with a warm, knowing smile. Blood is rushing to your face. I'm Shippy. I'm your masseuse for today. All you do is nod in response. Please follow me. Still with a warm smile on her lips, she turns around. Your eyes wander down over her small waist to her perfect, firm, round butt, trapped in fitting white, tight yoga pants, swinging rhythmically as she slowly walks in front of you. Your body moves as if of its own accord and starts following her. You walk through the curtain into a long, dimmed, lighted hallway. Doors are to your left and right. As you walk past them, you feel with every step and every passing door that you are getting more and more tired. The stress of the day gets more and more to you. The air is getting warmer and thicker, almost like a fog. And your eyes become heavy, and you could almost fall asleep right here in this hallway. But you keep walking, following her and her swinging hips. You go down, down, deeper and deeper into the hallway, till you reach the end. She opens the door to your left, and you enter. The room is filled with the same warm, moist, foggy air. Your nose picks up a scent you cannot really place. Maybe flowers. Maybe the ocean. It doesn't really matter. But with every breath you take, every time you fill your lungs with this scent, you feel a deep relaxation spreading from your chest to the rest of your body. You inhale deeply. And let it go. In the middle of the room stands a massage table, covered with comfortably looking white sheets. Please undress and lay on your back on the table, I will get some oil, and when you are ready, we can start with the massage. You just nod again. She smiles and leaves the room, closing the door behind her. You feel exhausted. All your remaining strength in your body is needed to take off your clothes. Your arms are heavy. Your legs are heavy. You crawl on the table, cover your midsection with a towel. The table is warm and soft, and you just sink into it. You take another deep breath and feel that the relaxation is spreading and feeling so good. Your eyes become heavier and heavier. You barely can keep them open anymore. Are you ready? You did not even notice her return. You just moan for confirmation. She steps to your head and you catch one last look at her smiling face before she places a hot, moist towel over your face, and your eyes fall shut. The towel has the same scent that fills the room, just more, way more intense, and you feel how it fills your lungs and how it relaxes you as you breathe it in. And now, I will start with your feet and slowly work my way up. She walks to the bottom of the table. You feel warm, oily hands on your left foot. You tense, surprised by this unusual touch. But she slowly but firmly rubs the oil in and the tension lifts. She works on your sole, your toes, and the spaces between. Your foot feels so light, like it could just float in the air. She starts rubbing your right foot and, well, all the tension there starts to leave as well. Pressing her thumbs deep in, finding every knot and massaging it out. Your feet are now so relaxed. They feel limp. She slowly starts to move up to your ankles, to your shin and your calves. Her fingers push all the tension out of them. They are becoming lighter. They feel limp. Her touch advances to your thighs. You have a lot of tension here. She pushes her thumbs in harder, first on the outside of your thighs, then bit by bit moving to the inside. You spread your legs a little to grant her easier access. Her fingers move slowly upwards, stopping right before the towel over your midsection, before retreating back down. She keeps rubbing away all the soreness, all the tightness, loosening up your thighs, making them feel light and relaxed. They feel limp. She places her hands on the outside and pushes them upward, reaching the sides of your hips, and begins to rub them. She closes her hands into fists and presses her knuckles deep into the sides of your glutes, rubbing forcefully with circular motions deeply in you, releasing the stress of the day. Your hips feel limp. The masseuse moves around the table. She stops standing above your head and bends over, putting her hands on your stomach. Now, inhale deeply into your belly for me. 1, 2, 3. Even through the towel over your face, her smell is filling your lungs and your head starts spinning. Hold. 1, 2, 3. Now exhale. Her hands push lightly, moving your belly down. Good boy. Again. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Hold. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. Good boy. One more time. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. Good boy. Keep breathing like that. Her hands move further up to your chest and begin to knead your pecs. Every time you inhale and your chest rises, her hands go up and then push down with your exhalations, pushing you deeper into the table, forcing the relaxation to spread stronger out to your toes, fingertips, and your scalp. Her hands move up your neck, under the towel, and places them at the side of your head, rubbing your temples with small, circular motions. Keep breathing deeply and just relax for me. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. Good boy. Her fingers wander over your forehead till they meet in the middle, placing the tips of her middle fingers on your eyebrows and slowly tracing them outwards until her fingers are at your temples again. You feel so relaxed. She moves her hands under your head, slightly lifting it off the table, and starts to rub the space where the skull meets the back of the neck, pressing into your occipital. You feel a tingling running up and down your spine, and this loosens you up even more. She puts your head back down and just pets your head softly, playing with your hair. She moves her fingers in your scalp. Finding and pressing all of the pressure points. Even better than getting your hair done and cut and shampooed by a hairstylist. And that lovely part where they shampoo and give your scalp a light massage. Are you relaxed? And just moan if words are too difficult for you at the moment. Good boy. She takes your right arm and rubs from your shoulder to your elbow up to your hand, massaging your fingers and palm. You feel the soft fabric of her t-shirt on the back of her hand and her warm body underneath. With every breath she takes, her breasts slightly press against your hand. And a shiver runs down your arm through your body. She puts your arm back, relaxed and limp. She picks up your left arm, her hands moving from your shoulder up to your hand, kneading it thoroughly, but you only focus on the sensation on the back of your hand. The tingling of her shirt and the heat from her breast radiating from below. And the shivers come with every contact and they send down your arm to your chest and down to your groin. She puts your arm down, fully relaxed and limp. I take this. She picks up the towel from your face. Your eyes flicker open and you see her standing above you, smiling down. Her breasts hovering over you, pressing against the shirt and clearly showing two puffy nipples. She leans down to whisper in your ear. Get to your back. I want to focus a little on some areas where you seemed very tense. She slightly bends over a bit more over your head and begins to knead at your pecs again, her scent filling your nose stronger than before, her hair falling over her neck, right over you, her shirt only inches from your face. She lifts her hands up, only allowing her fingertips to keep contact with you, letting them move lightly over your chest, sending a tingling through you, slowly getting closer to your nipples. She circles them, lifting one finger after the other until only the fingertip of each hand circles around your nipples. Gradually moving in, you feel the anticipation building. Her fingertips keep closing in, teasing the areas around your nipples. Suddenly they brush right over them. A spark of pure pleasure shocks through them into your chest, down your hips, letting them jump up a little, then your cock twitch. Did you like that? She goes back to circling your nipples. You moan in response. No, that's not good enough. You need to say, yes, ma'am. So, did you like it? Good boy. From now on, remember to answer proper. Understand? Good boy. You want me to play more with your nipples? As you wish. Close your eyes. I will give you an audio trigger. Every time you hear a snap of my fingers, I will brush your nipples and a wave of pleasure will burst through your body. Understood? Good point. You feel her left hand lifting away from your body, but she keeps circling your right nipple. She starts closing it again, and then you hear it. The pleasure almost overwhelms you. Your cock is twitching and starts to grow bigger, lifting the towel a little bit. Another wave shocks through your body. And another. And another. And another. My, you really seem to enjoy this. Or at least one part of you. Tell me, are you enjoying this? Good boy. Here is your reward. I like seeing you shiver. You've built quite a tent there. What a slutty cock you have. You like that? I want to talk about your... cock. Your cock certainly seems to recognize when I talk about him. Every time I say cock, your body starts twitching more. It seems your cock is quite the attention whore. Should I give him some more attention? No, what a slut you are. Tell me, are you a slut? Say it. Say, I'm a slut. Good boy. That turned you on, right? Admitting what a slut you are. Do it again. Keeps jumping wildly, but I think it's time to take care of your back. Turn around, hop up. Don't worry, I'll give you a bolster to lay more comfortably. She takes her finger off you. The lost connection to her fills you with sadness and desire. Your body is yearning for her touch. For her attention, you roll over, putting your face in the headrest pad of the table, granting you a view of the floor, your hard cock trapped painfully between the table and your stomach. Lift your hips. She places the bolster under your stomach, leaving your ass lifted up in the air. Your cock shaft pressed against it and its tip barely touching the table. You feel embarrassed by the revealing position, but also a growing arousal. She moves to your head. Only now you realize that she's in bare feet. You stare right at them as she starts to rub your shoulders. Her little toes tap a little with the beat of the music. She has cute small feet. You wonder what they would taste like. Maybe she will let you suck on them later. You feel her hands tracing down your skin. She bends over you and standing on tiptoe to reach further down to your butt, pressing her thumbs in and moving back to your neck over your shoulder blades, massaging them firmly, pressing her thumbs in, finding every knot and just rubbing them out. She moves to your side and her feet leave your eyesight. Her hands going down your side, over your back, your butt, down your leg until they reach your feet. What a nice view I have from here. You can almost feel her eyes staring at your cock and your ass. Embarrassment and arousal make your heart beat faster. She moves your legs further apart, revealing you even further. You haven't really calmed down. Dead boy, your cock is still hard and twitching. What was your slutty mind thinking while I rubbed your back? I guess you need some punishment. She climbs onto the table between your legs. Don't you agree? You deserve punishment, right? Answer me. That's right. You deserve some spanking. You feel the heat left from her handprint on your ass cheeks. Your cock is twitching again. Do you actually like it? You really are a slut. You are a slut, right? Say it. Yes, you are a dirty little slut. Since you're enjoying this, you should really thank me, don't you agree? After every spike, you will say, "Thank you, mistress." Let's practice. Good boy. Your ass is so red and your cock looks painfully hard. But I have some bad news for him. Your cock will not get any attention today. But if you want, you can feel her fingertip circling your ass, your anus. Give you deep and relaxing massage right here. After all, that's what you came for. Do you want my finger deep in your ass and massaging your prostate? Would you like that, slut? Good boy. First, I need to oil you up. You hear the squirting of a bottle, and warm oil runs down your crack. With firm, quick movements, she rubs it over your sore butt and then pulls your cheeks apart. With both thumbs meeting right over your hole, lightly circling your entrance, pushing in a little, pulling gently apart. Slowly opening you up. I love your slutty little hole. It's winking at me like it wants to welcome me. And time for the final touch. She spreads your ass wide open and spits right on your hall. Then you feel her fingertip again. This time, pushing in. Her oily finger has no problem slipping in. That was easy. Oh, you really are a dirty slut. I bet you play with your ass all the time. Putting toys in there, maybe a nice, hot, rock hard cock. Your finger starts to feel around on your inside. An extreme wave of pleasure erupts and makes you shiver in ecstasy. When she finally brushes over your prostate. Ooh, found the spot. Now, every time I snap, I will massage your prostate. Every time you hear that snap, you will feel this extreme pleasure shocking through you. And, by the way, you are not allowed to come until I give you permission. Understood? Good point. A new wave of pleasure shoots through your body. And another. And another. Every wave stronger than the one before. Your body is shaking. Your cock is twitching. Your hips bucking up and down, humping the table. You are getting closer to an orgasm. And closer. You need to come, but you need permission to come. Say, please, mistress, let me come. No, not yet. This got me pretty excited as well. She pulls her finger from your ass. A disappointing whimper escapes you. Don't worry. I will let you come if you make the right decision. She gets off the table and walks back to your head. You see her feet walk back into your view. She stands right above your head, her feet directly under you. But this time you are not focusing on them. Instead, you stare right at her crotch, only a few inches away from your face. Through the tight white yoga pants, you can clearly see the contour of a long, thick dildo imprisoned and strapped under them. You see a wetness at the crotch of her panties. A wetness that's soaking through as her strapped-on cock pokes through. You can smell her arousal. She slowly pulls her pants down, revealing her impressive dildo inch by inch until it just pops out and slaps against your face. Only an inch away from the tip of your nose is dangling a massive 9-inch-long dildo. You marvel at that sight and you feel a little afraid, but also very excited. Now, here's the deal. If this is too much for you, no problem. We just stop. You take your clothes and you can go home. Or... It's a big or. We go on. If we do, I will make you suck down my dildo, my cock, get me all nice and wet, and then I'm going to take my big, fat dildo cock and ram it in your ass and fuck you till you come so hard that you will most likely faint. So, what will it be? Does my dirty little slut want to suck my cock and get his ass pegged?
No.
Yes is not enough. I need you to beg me. Say, I'm a dirty little slut and I want to suck your cock, mistress. Say, I'm a dirty little slut and I need to suck your cock, mistress. Good boy. Open your mouth. She takes her thick, long, strapped on dildo and starts rubbing the giant tip over your face. Getting it wet in your spit and then smearing it all over you. And the smell from her pussy lets your mind flicker and your mouth water. Desperately hoping if you suck it down deep enough, maybe your lips can get just a taste of what's going on at the intersection of her thighs. Finally, she finds your desperately waiting lips and enters your mouth, her big mushroom-headed dildo forcing your jaw to spread as far as possible. You can taste the silicone as she fills your mouth while she keeps pushing her cock forward down your throat, her hands placed on the back of your head, pressing your head down into the headrest, leaving your mouth at the mercy of her and her strap-on. How's it taste, you dirty little cock-sucking slut? You love it, don't you? I'll bet your cock is twitching uncontrollably while your throat is filled by my cock. Do you like it when I call my dildo my cock? I'll just bet you do. She slowly pulls out a little and pushes back in. And I'll bet your ass cannot wait. When I go back there, it's probably going to be half open already. Desperately itching for my giant, long strap-on. My dildo to just fill it, to spread it open. Tear it apart. The perfect slutty little hole for such a dirty slut like you. She starts to violently fuck your throat, hips pushing in and out. You can feel the Velcro on your cheek as she pushes in on one particularly deep thrust. The fabric of the strap-on, the wetness of her arousal. Or maybe you want me to keep fucking slutty mouth, Do you think you would shoot a big load? You would like that, right? Maybe I'd let you lick my pussy after. I taste really good. She stops and slowly removes the dildo from your throat, pulling her hips back. But I promised you. Now, do you want your slutty ass pegged? Beg me to peg your ass. Tell me how much you need me to fuck your ass. Good boy. Flip over.
You turn on your back, the bolster placed under your butt, leaving it up in the air and letting your cock stand obscenely straight up. She climbs back on the table between your legs. She is naked. Her big tits are trembling and sweaty, and her giant cock is just rocking back and forth. She adjusts it a little bit, pushes the base of it firmer against her clit. It's glistening with your spit.
Grab your legs and lift them. Good. Now, watch as this giant, dildo enters your ass.
She positions the tip of her strapped-on cock at your entrance and starts pushing in. Mercilessly, silicone doesn't give. You are being penetrated. It hurts a little, but the pain only makes you hornier. She keeps pushing and pushing like there is no end to it. Finally, you feel her hips touching yours, and her entire monstrous cock is filling your ass. It feels amazing.
I'm going to fuck you now. And with every thrust, I will snap. And with every snap, you will feel my entire cock pulling out and then slamming back in as I peg you like the dirty little slut you are. I know you will love it, you dirty little slut. But don't you dare come. You have no permission to come or to touch your cock when you come. And only when I allow you to come. You will come with your ass like a good slut. Shall we?
She starts moving in and out of you. The dildo rubbing your prostate in the process, causing pleasure wave after wave after wave, making you shiver, making your cock burn. She starts to move faster, her hips gyrating as she pounds in and out, faster and faster and faster, slamming in you like a wild animal. You want to come. Your cock is in agony. Beg your mistress to let you come.
Fine, I will count you down. When I reach one, you are allowed to come, but not one moment earlier.
10. You feel the cum rising. 9. You are getting closer. 8. And closer. 7. Your ass feels so amazing. 6. You love being pegged by her. 5. You want to come with your ass. 4. Your cock vibrating. You want to come. You need to come. 3. Her cock starts twitching too. Twitching as her pussy spasms as she thrusts into you, feeling it against her cunt, against her clit. Ah, you want her to come. Come from the vibrations of shoving into you, of fucking your ass. 2. Get ready, slut. We're almost there. Feel how I fuck your ass. Feel your cock ready to burst. 1. Come. Come with your ass. She pulls her strap on out. And starts to smack your ass with it. Smack your belly. Smacks your cock. Lightly taps your balls as they spurt.
That was fun.
She leans forward, licking your balls clean. Next, moving upwards on your shaft, sucking on your still very sensitive cock. She moves her lips to your belly, catching every drop of cum with her tongue, working her way further up to your chest, sucking a little on your nipples, then crawling over you, her face right above yours, with a wicked smile on her lips as she presses them onto yours, so you can taste yourself. Your tongues play with each other while the mixture of your cum and her saliva is flowing into your mouth. All you can do is swallow it. Good boy. She pats your head. I hope you enjoyed it. I would love to welcome you back. By the way, next week we have a special offer. 4-hand total body massage. 2 masseuses for 1. But I must warn you, those massages sometimes get really
And she pulls back. Your mind settles, slowly drifting in and out as you hear her footsteps as she leaves the room. You float. And on the count of five, you wake up so you can clean yourself off, put back on your clothes. But if you'd like to, if you need to, you can just stay on the table for a moment. Let your full relaxation settle and drift. One muscle slightly sore, but still feeling so good. Two, the urge to drink some water, to flush out any toxins that she broke out of you. Three, eyes fluttering, light so bright. Four, muscles able to move. Five, mind awake. Oh, I'm sorry, do snaps still affect you just a tiny bit? That's okay. Do you have fun with my massage? I mean, trust me. In real life, I'm so much better. I used to be a licensed massage therapist, and for what, like 4 years? I did it. It was really fun. I always enjoyed it. I always liked feeling like I was spreading a little bit of happiness around the world, because what people don't realize about getting a good massage is it doesn't just help you, and it does help you. It also helps the people around you. When you take care of yourself, you can better take care of others. So while you're not going to get one like that just once, you should totally take care of yourself and go get a massage sometime. And if you get a hard-on, don't worry. So long as you don't pay attention to it, neither will they. But when you get a massage, and you, if you get a deep tissue, which was my specialty, you might feel sore for a day or two afterwards. But after that, you feel amazing. And a lot of pains that you didn't even realize you had because they've just been in you so long, you just suddenly notice they're gone. And it's great. But the way it helps other people is, when you're stressed and in pain, you get a little more irritable and you're not treating other people as well. You might not smile to them. You might be a little rude here and there, even if you feel bad about it, if you're in an irritable mood. But you get a massage and that stress goes away and you're relaxed and you're feeling good. And you can treat your family, your friends, and your coworkers even better because you're just in such a positive, happy, relaxed mood. So go get a massage. It's not just about you. It's about treating the whole world better. Spreading the happy so that you're nicer to them and they're nicer to others. And I like to think of my influence just spreading that way. Spreading all the happy. Enjoy the rest of your day. Oh. Hope you don't have too much of a mess to clean up.